I'm Trisha Helfer, and you are listening to After the Credits at row3.com.
Welcome to another episode of After the Credits. I am Marina Antunes, and joining me today, regular co-hosts,
Colleen,
Dale from Digital Doodles.
I miss the roller derby awesomeness thing from the first one.
Colleen, the roller derby awesome goddess of everything.
There we go. Dun, dun, dun. Yay! Well, sorry, we had a bit of a false start there. I'm having some issues with my recording equipment, apparently. User error all the way. We thought we'd spend a few minutes to chat Whistler Film Festival, which runs
November 30th
to December the 4th. In beautiful Whistler, British Columbia.
It is pretty.
It is very pretty up there. And this is the 11th year of the festival. Is that all we're going to say?
Thank you.
Dale shakes his head.
I'm not trying. Yeah. Whistler, I have mixed feelings about. The surrounding area is beautiful. Whistler Village is kind of the big suck. I'm sorry, people.
Well, there goes a Whistler sponsorship.
Yeah, exactly. Damn it. No free trips for us, man. Got to pay all the way, according to...
Well, they can try and convince me, but...
See, I went last year. It was my first year up there. I know you went the year before. And, you know what? Despite getting heinously sick, I really enjoyed being up there. And especially I got to see Hardcore Logo, which pretty much no one's still seen yet.
Nope.
Oh, two, right?
Yeah,
Hardcore Logo 2. Yeah.
Still hasn't opened anymore.
It still hasn't. Yeah, I know. So I feel privileged. Now, I'm going to lord this as long as I can because like it's
Good
been
job.
A year and like no
Good
one else
job.
Has seen it. So na 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 na.
Yeah, stop rubbing it in now. Stop rubbing it in.
No.
Never.
Never.
I can't believe you
Never.
Got to see Bruce McDonald. Jesus Christ.
You know what, though? It was the gala, so... I was sitting there. I just wanted them to start the film, and they just went on and on.
Yeah,
and on.
They tend to.
If I wasn't as sick as I was, I probably would have enjoyed the gala, too.
So Whistler is a bit of an oddball, because it's very much an industry fest. It's well-attended by the local media and industry people. But they also have turned into a bit of a go-to for new Canadian talent. So they tend to feature a lot of world premieres and BC premieres and whatever else. And the lineup of Canadian film is always pretty outstanding, and this year is no different.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of good Canadian talent. So they're kicking off with the opening film is Young Adult, Jason Reitman's new film.
Yeah, I'm sad I'm missing that, actually.
That is...
I could give a rat's ass about the gala, but
the movie itself.
Would like to see the movie.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because they only have 5 days. Well, technically 4 and a quarter days.
Yeah, it's on the Wednesday night. It's the only thing showing.
It's the
Wednesday,
only thing
and we're
Wednesday.
Heading up Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It's sort of not worth it to go up on Wednesday for the one movie.
It's expensive to
it
stay
is.
Up there.
It can be pretty pricey.
And that's one of the reasons why Whistler's the suck.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at 10 people in the place, it's brought the cost way down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yes, generally speaking,
yeah, so
it's
the commune.
This is what we're doing. Yeah, like all of the skiers that want to go to Whistler, we're going to cram as many people as we can into a little
It's not
chateau.
That small. It's about the size of this place.
A chateau, yeah.
No, I think all but Bill get an actual bed surface to
sleep
on.
Well, mind you, Bill said he was more than okay with the couch because he doesn't sleep much.
Awesome.
So
have someone
totally
to talk
out.
To at 5 o'clock in the morning. When
damn
lunch.
It, these films better be good because we're not all going to be spending time in the chateau.
Well, and this is the thing. It's for me, it's one of the reasons I like to go to Whistler is that it is, I do nothing else while I'm there. I go for movies and that's what I do while I'm there. So it's kind of nice to have no worries about having to go to work or having to...
And not all of us going are actually film fans. So some, like, they get to do all the other Whistler things, go on the gondolas and all that. So, like, there's stuff to do for the film widows.
Yes, that's right. There are a couple of them. Well, one, really. Poor Dan. He manages well enough. But there are some great Canadian films. And we already mentioned that Young Adult is the opening gala film. The closing gala film is Warren Miller's Like There's No Tomorrow, which I really have no idea anything what it's about.
Oh, Warren Miller is... maybe I should look at the description for this one before I go on. But Warren Miller is famous for just making like ski porn.
Skiborne?
Yeah, it just like you beautiful. If you're a skier, oh, like the ski
jumping
visuals.
Off of mountains, crazy half pipe stuff.
Okay, I see.
I went to a Warren Miller thing and I was kind of meh on it, but I had some, I went with these really hardcore skiers and I'm like, oh awesome.
Okay, for a minute there, I'm like, ski porn? What the hell is that? Like,
yeah, no, it's not ski chateau porn. That's a complete different other subsection.
Yeah, no, we're not talking like meatballs in the winter. No, well, not meatballs.
Anyone order a pizza? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe we brought porn into it. Other films that you guys are excited about?
Guy Madden. Yes.
The Sorcerer and the Whitesnake, but I don't know if that's Canadian.
No, it's not, but no. It's still good.
It looks like it could be fun.
Okay, I'm ridiculously excited about seeing Keyhole, Guy Madden's latest film. I know it's not got the best of reviews. I don't care. I so seldom get to see Guy Madden on the big screen. I'm just happy.
And for anyone that saw my post, that is not Udo Kier's penis. Just to clarify. I got an email from Kurt, you know, fixing the issue. So that is not Udo Kier's penis.
I see. A penis, and he would know this double. Firsthand?
Well, he apparently saw the movie, and so he knows whose penis it is, and he told me it's not Udo Kier's penis. So they make it look that way in the trailer, which is just weird.
I'm also really looking forward to Manborg.
Manborg looks awesome.
Yep.
And this is one that I think we may need to drag some people to, because like it or not, I think a lot of folks would enjoy this.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, this is the Canadian premiere, but is this one Canadian? Yes, it is.
Which one?
Manborg. Yeah, it says Canadian.
Is it Canadian?
It says Canada 2011. It's only 60 minutes long.
Dude, I had no idea. Oh, see, we have a couple of reviews of this on Quiet Earth, and all of the reviews have been exceptionally positive. So I'm really psyched to check this one out finally. I didn't actually notice that it was Canadian. But I think by far the film I'm most excited to see is A Dangerous Method. You say Michael Fassbender and...
Carl Jung, World War One. Are you looking for the stars?
Well, no. Cronenberg. My mind went blank on Cronenberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. France, Ireland, UK, Germany, Canada production.
Because, you know.
Spread it around. Spread the love.
You got to get your money somewhere.
Well, you know.
And it's, yeah, no, actually, I hadn't looked at this until just now, but World War One, cool.
You can't win an Academy Award for a foreign picture if it's made in Canada.
Well, no, and not if they're speaking English.
I know.
How stupid is that, eh?
I know.
But if it's, I guess if it's English.
No, English can win. It's just not Canadian.
Okay, and I just read the description of this, and it's like, oh, this film.
Oh, so are you excited for Dangerous Method?
I'm curious. Yeah, no, I'm going to try and see this one, too.
Excellent. And, that's the thing. There's always a stupid day, I call it, at Whistler. This year's stupid day is Thursday, because they cram so much crap together that it's impossible to see everything you want to see.
See, Thursday is going to be my drinking hot tub day. There's not a lot I'm actually like uber excited to see on the Thursday.
No cafe de flore for you?
Maybe. Yeah, you know what? It's a whole day for me to decide to come out of the hot tub. So I might make it out.
She's really set on the whole hot tub and beer.
In the swimming pool, yeah. No, I am. There's something about swimming and hot tubbing at a chateau around snow that just makes it awesome.
Did you do that last year?
Hell yeah.
You did?
Every day.
Oh, I totally missed this part.
Anyway, talk to me about Café de Flore, because this description sounds totally...
And this is the thing. The description for Café de Flore, I don't think... it doesn't, let's be honest, okay, it doesn't do anything for me.
I'm reading from the Whistler site. It's a love story about people separated by time and place, but connected in profound and mysterious ways. Like, atmospheric, fantastical, tragic, and hopeful.
Well, let's just look at the director for a moment and see that he has done some amazing, amazing films, and that is enough for me. Okay. He directed Crazy and The Young Victoria.
Oh, okay. That one I've seen.
So this is his return to French-Canadian cinema and French-language film, So, and really, that's the only reason I would ever even, this would even ever come across my desk, only because of the director. Because it doesn't really, the story doesn't really do anything for me, but I really like Jean-Marc Vallée's
work. I know you loved Crazy. You inflicted Crazy. That upon me, too.
And it's a good one.
It is good. It
See?
Is good.
Yeah. And Young Victoria is really good. So it's one that's really grown on me over the years since it's been released. So I'm definitely game to see this.
Well, I enjoyed that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he has a very...
And not just because it has one of my favorite actresses in it.
Emily Blunt. No, it was really well done. And it's one of those movies that sort of just... it just sort of crept up on me. Like, I liked it when I saw it. And it wasn't until later that I kind of went, well, I really like that. Mm. And this one that's just sort of stuck with me. And I find the same is true for all of Vallée's films. So I'm certainly interested to see that. There's a couple of other small Canadian films. And this is the thing. A lot of the stuff that plays at Whistler, I find, is years before it plays anywhere else. Because some of the films are so small. So a couple that I wanted to sort of bring to attention are Doppelganger Paul, or a film about how much I hate myself. Which the trailer for looks weird. Just strange. Very, very, very strange. The Odds, which also looks a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But fun. And Marilyn, which is not to be confused with My Week with Marilyn, which recently opened. Because I made that mistake the first time I looked at the
Marilyn,
calendar.
Yeah, Marilyn looks interesting. Doppelganger sounds a little bit too...
It's right up against...
A guy sees...
Sorcerer and the White Snake. So yeah. I'm going to see that one instead.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Marina will be the only one seeing the crazy one.
Oh, well.
Do we want to talk about the stories of the films? Or
do we?
Not? I mean...
I actually haven't looked at them all that closely. So okay. Other than the ones that I'm actually familiar with, like Take This Waltz.
Just so that people aren't totally lost when they're listening to this, if they don't know the films.
We can link to the website.
I know the one of the films I'm looking forward to is Lonely Place to Die. A group of mountain climbers in the Scottish Highlands come across a girl that's basically been buried in a small chamber with an air tube. And they rescue her, and now people are out to get them. It's like, dude, that just sounds so freaking creepy.
That sounds twisted.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very excited to see that as well.
That's a UK film.
Yes, it is. Sarah Polley's Take This Waltz, which played at VIFF, about a couple going through a rough patch in their marriage. A young couple, I should say, because it's Michelle Williams and Seth Rogen. A bit of a dramedy, my understanding. This one, the reviews have been sort of, they haven't been quite as glowing as Sarah Polley's first film, but... still one that may be worth checking out. And also, and I'm not 100% sure if this is the Canadian premiere of Luc Besson's The Lady. Yeah, Canadian premiere. So it's the... I cannot pronounce her name. It's basically a biography on Aung San Suu Kyi. Is that right?
Aung San Suu Kyi? Maybe?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But she's a political activist who made quite a splash in Burma.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a basically a return to the dramatic for Luc Besson, because he hasn't made a movie like this in a few years. So it's, and it's a Canadian premiere, which is a pretty big deal, if you ask me. Little town, middle of nowhere, in the mountains, lots of snow, and Luc Besson. Or a Luc Besson movie. If we had the French do there, it'd be even better. I'd be tripping over myself.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, oh, for just sure. Like if Guy Madden showed up. Actually, I wouldn't be tripping over myself. I'd be like repelled out of horror.
Hyperventilating?
That one of my all-time heroes is in the same room as me. Start hyperventilating. Madden, love you.
The festival is also quite renowned for bringing in special guests for all of their...
They have a ton of tributes and things like that.
Lots of tributes, lots of special presentations. So this year they've got tributes to Michael Shannon, Patton Oswalt, and Jay Baruchel.
Yep.
Who are all going to be at the festival for their own things. Surprisingly, they're not showing a Michael Shannon movie, which would be so awesome. But then, you know, he hasn't really done anything else that nobody's seen yet.
Actually, the other thing, and I think the pass allows us to see this. Conversation with Jennifer Yu Nelson, who directed Kung Fu Panda 2.
Oh.
And is the first woman, according to the description anyway, the first woman to solely direct an animated feature.
That's impressive. So I had no idea.
That's on Sunday morning, I think it was. That's where I'm planning to be.
So yeah, they do have a lot of industry stuff there as well.
Well, this one isn't listed under the industry. So it's like
a fireside chat
in conversation with. Yeah.
Yeah. They bring out a big fireplace that they set up. Okay. It really is a fireside chat. It's kind of amusing.
Yeah. No, this is open to the public. This is an industry
fantastic
thing.
Excellent. I totally missed that. And we'll see. This is the thing. There's so much other stuff going on. Like they've got Pixar in the Plaza. Pixar shorts at one of the plazas at Whistler.
This is the cynical Dale, but this is like the festival is going to annoy the locals to some extent. So this is how we can placate them by doing this big free event.
Locals?
I totally don't know if that's the case, but
there is actually. I'm going to. I don't know what day, but the Black Diamond Bettys, their local roller derby team, are going to try and take over a pub and show the World Cup roller derby tournament, where Team Canada, of course, wins it all.
Cool.
I know that's hopeful thinking, but they will.
Wait, there's a local roller derby team? This shouldn't surprise me, but it does.
Oh, yeah. Whistler has one. Squamish has one. Maple Ridge has one. I'm on it. The Haney Hooligans.
The Haney Hooligans.
Yeah, I love that name.
Oh, dear.
There's 56 teams across BC at the moment or something. Possibly more. Wow. I get confused. Anyways,
I feel rather unprepared for Whistler, to be completely honest. It's just sort of coming. And I'm just going to go and...
Go with the flow. It's, you know what? It's only a couple days. It's not like VIF where you have
to schedule everything. Yeah.
2-week marathon, yeah.
And
yeah.
You know what? You're not at work. You're at the thing. So yeah. If things change, you just
you
roll
can.
With it.
Yeah, you just see what you can. But it is a rather good lineup. It's a fun festival. It's basically the place where you go to meet stars.
That's the
everywhere.
Weird thing. Last year watching... the Jason Tierney film.
Good Neighbors.
Yeah. Sitting in front of us was Carl Bissai. Was it? What's his face?
Whose name? Fuck.
Was it Bruce McDonald was in there? He was farther up in the.
Yeah. But
the theater only has 50 people, and like probably 50% of them are industry people you recognize.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's like Michael Eklund behind you in line.
I know.
It's just, it's bizarre. It's one of those places where you sort of go in star spot.
The other interesting thing that's happening at the festival is the company I work for. My boss does film production as well.
Oh,
and
cool.
And he's presenting, actually he's moderating a panel in the industry thing. And it's kind of a bummer. It's like my pass won't let me go see it, but maybe I can sneak in. We'll see.
Nice. So what is he moderating a panel on?
You know, I forget.
I never asked
transmedia.
You that.
It's like we do transmedia. So the company, the company's Genetic Communications.
Yeah,
total
come on, plug. Yeah.
So we do transmedia production.
Which is what? For those who don't know.
It's taking a story across different media.
Okay.
So like our big project right now is called Battle Castle. And it's with Dan Snow for History Television. And there's a local production company called Parallax that's doing the actual TV program. And we're doing the website and we've done a game
cool.
for it. And we have a few things on the go like that. So he's up there in Whistler and he's doing the panel and I'll be watching movies.
We should all have beers, man.
And
beers is good.
And
we need like 2 a.m. If, beers.
If you see, you know, the cops dragging somebody out, that's me trying to sneak into the industry forum.
We're going to be on the lookout.
Sweet.
But I think it should be a
date. Spend the night in jail.
You know what? The 11:30 movie ends at midnight. Well, 12:30 because it's only 60 minutes on Saturday.
Is that the man board?
Man board.
We should, yeah.
I say we take over a pub somewhere.
Yeah, if I'm not brutally sick, I'm
there.
Well,
yeah, there you go.
I don't know where, because, you know.
We'll do a podcast meetup, right?
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome.
Or a tweet up. Maybe we should call it a tweet up, because we don't have a meetup group for our podcast.
It's very true. You know, when the place...
after the credits tweet up.
I like it. We should totally plan this.
Kick ass.
I'll try to plan. I'm very bad at planning, but I will try to plan something. But so I don't know if there's anything else to say about Whistler. I totally do feel unprepared for Whistler.
I'm unprepared, but I'm so excited at the same time. Anticipating, man.
This is actually the kind of the way I like doing festivals. It's the way I did VIFF. You can't do VIFF like this anymore, but you bypass.
And you just show up. And go.
And you just make a kind of a zen experience, and you don't have to stress out about movie. Well, I mean, you sort of do have to look at the movies a little bit if there's a few movies you really want to see, but otherwise you just go with the flow. And if, you know, that particular day you don't really feel like the movie you thought you felt like, it's no big deal because you got a pass. You just go to the one that appeals to you.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome. Like, that's the way I like doing stuff, the festivals.
So that's what we're going to be doing, just sort of drifting in and out of movies.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. Mm. So hopefully we'll have a... We're going to have to record at least one show, and we're going to have a guest, maybe a couple of guests.
Bill, the movie fan.
I think so. The uber movie fan, man.
Yeah, I go to VIFF and see 100 plus films in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Psycho.
Well, he's the man is a machine, just like our friend Khaled.
Yes. I miss Khaled.
Yeah.
I miss
him and his platinum pass, saving me seats. I miss Khaled too, but I miss that most of all.
We're brutally honest here.
Yeah.
That's our policy. So we'll be coming back at you from Whistler probably, mid-weekend or something. Coffee spill.
I have a drinking disorder, apparently.
No beer for you. And then hopefully we'll have a festival wrap come, you know, the first week of December or so. So we'll be in touch in the next couple of weeks. And then I guess it'll be the new year before we hear we're back. Maybe.
Probably.
We'll see.
December is going to go quick. That's all I know.
Always. So be sure to come on by row3.com. All the festival coverage for me, at least, is going to be at quietearth.us. And we will post the podcast as soon as they are ready to go live. And that's it for today. So until next time.
We'll see you after the credits.